Scott, is this just an A1 zoning district?
As you can see by the chart, it's already provided by right in RR1, R1, R2, R3, NR1, NR3, and MH1. But it takes conditional use approval in A1.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And in Article 15, it's to delete the occupancy permit requirement for mobile homes due to we have no building code adopted by Taney County. Thus, I mean, I cannot issue an occupancy permit. We do no inspections of the mobile homes. And in Article 15, it states that in Item C, no mobile home may be occupied until having received an occupancy permit from the Taney County Planning Department. And that's something we do not issue. So
we don't issue for any structure?
No, any structures.
Anybody have any discussion or questions on that?
No.
Anybody in the crowd have any discussions? Move to approve Zoning Regulation Amendment Article 015000.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Article 23 is we're adding a statement in Article 23 in Item D. And Item D states that the Planning Commission may deny said application or may direct the Planning and Zoning Administrator to issue a conditional use permit which shall set forth the conditions and restrictions imposed upon such permit by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning Commission wanted to add, and the Board of Adjustment was involved in this a little bit, that the property where a conditional use permit is granted shall not be used to establish compatibility for or with any future conditional use applications. This one relates to nightly rental. So if there's past nightly rental conditional or special use permits in the area, they won't use that as, well, now we need to approve this one. It needs to be standalone on its own plan, its own proposal by that applicant.
I agree with that.
Any discussion other than I agree with that?
I agree.
Anybody in the crowd want to discuss that amendment? Move to approve Zoning Regulation Amendment Number 5, Article 023.000.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, and then Article 39, which is basically parking standards, there's a chart which is in Section F, or a chart for parking and loading. We did not have the nightly rental parking, which is one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. So this would just, it's already in the book, but this would just make it easier if you went to the parking standards to see that this MA parking I need for nightly rental.
So it's already in there,
but it's already in there.
You want to add it to the chart.
I just want to move it to that chart.
That way it's not missed.
Correct.
Article 39.
Yep.
Move to approve Article 0.039.00, add nightly rental parking standards to the chart.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, Article 24, this proposal is to eliminate R1 Your R1 Single Family Residential District is intended to provide for detached single family residential development on lots 2 acres or less in size at a density not to exceed one dwelling unit per approved lot. So that's our R1. As you can see where it's scratched out in red, it was a zoning district that would allow conditional use approval for nightly rental, and the recommendation is to remove R1 as a zoning district. This would leave A1, RR1, R2, R3, RV1, and C1 as zoning districts that could seek a conditional use permit for nightly rental.
Scared to ask.
Since that's our last one.
What's that? We'll allow anybody to speak to it. Real quick, do we need to impose a minute? We have never enforced or had a time limit on anybody wanting to talk. Do we need to do one today? I have some people saying, yeah, we need to enforce that. Is 2 minutes long enough?
4 is what P&Z normally
does. I understand what P&Z normally does, but I'm not going to run a circus, and Mike's not going to run a circus, and you're not going to run a circus. 4 minutes? I would respectfully ask that we don't repeat the same things over and over and over. Mike and Sheila, do you guys have any?
We'll be strict at 4 minutes. Sometimes they're lenient, but we'll be strict at the 4 minutes and respect. If you've got something to say, try to say it quickly, and we have other people waiting for other things. They're on time limits.
I'm good with the 4 minutes.
If anybody didn't get to sign up, I know the room's crowded and there's people in the back. So if you didn't get to sign up, I'm assuming we'll still allow you to talk and sign up as you come up to speak. So we're not going to be strict on that. I mean, we do want to hear from everybody. Mike, go ahead. Or do we need to make a motion, I guess, to?
I move that we limit it to 4 minutes.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
So, Mr. Presiding Commissioner, you see the little time box. Everybody see the little time box in the corner? It'll just be a running time. I think most people have seen it in the past. But it'll be a running time. So.
Okay.
Scott, can I say something?
You sure can.
I wonder if Scott or Renee, if maintenance could bring some folding chairs in like we usually have at the other meetings to... If they hear this,
I'll text Scott.
They're installing doors down the other building.
They canceled that today because of the possible weather. They didn't think they'd get it done in time. How you want to do this? You want to do in favor of or against or just general discussion?
They're used to doing those in favor of and those against, and you probably keep record better that way. Do you agree, Scott?
Yep. All those that are
in favor of the change?
Yep.
Mike? We'll start with all those in favor of the change. Come on up and speak.
You're in favor of the change?
You're probably surprised to see me here.
I honestly was.
I have been to Jeff City numerous times.
Before you start, could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Jeremy Worley, 1159 Bee Creek Road.
Thank you.
Most people know that I'm an advocate for the nightly rental community, but I've been to Jeff City numerous times speaking at this issue, and there's an interesting debate, and we're actually having it here today. It is the person's right of quiet enjoyment versus their right to do what they want to do with their property. And I have studied how vacation rental and second home communities have used R1 districts to protect their local population. And I think it's something that as a county we need to strongly consider because of the wave of vacation rentals that is coming, in addition to the wave we've already seen. What we have seen is really just the first or second wave, and I believe strongly that it's going to come more and even stronger based on my colleagues in other markets. I think this is a good change, believe it or not, because if we don't protect our local population, then eventually there won't be any place for people to live. It's happening in Colorado towns. Actually, Herman, Missouri instituted this as well, to just say that if we're in an R1 district, then that those are places for quiet enjoyment. Those are places for local population where nightly rental is not or should not be allowed. It is a slippery slope, though. If you allow this, then that whether it's you guys or your successors, we just have to be sure that the leaders of political subdivisions don't use R1 zoning as weapons in the case that they have an opinion that they don't like nightly rental. I believe there's a place for nightly rental. I believe that the direction our county is moving in separating those areas into places where there are nightly rental zoned communities, I believe that was a smart move, and I believe it would protect our local population by restricting nightly rentals in R1 areas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Note, he did it in a minute 48. So.
Okay. And that said, let's make it very clear, Scott, that this would be a single-family home owning the lot, only one home on the lot. It does not include condos. So I just wanted to be sure that there was...
Yeah, your one- and two-family districts would still be available, multifamily, R3, RV, C1, and A1. And RR1, which is rural residential, which are your bigger lots.
It would include subdivisions where it's a single-family home on that lot only.
Well, I mean, I can't just say that because we have old lots and places that have two homes on a lot.
So it would not include them?
Yes. I mean, anything that's zoned R1. So when we're doing a zoning district, if we're wanting to rezone one to R1, that would only allow one single-family home per lot. We have no control of what's happened way in the past. Even though we've zoned that one R1, it might have two single-family homes on that lot. R1 zoning district is out for availability for nightly rental if this amendment's approved. If there's one home, two homes, three homes, this definition applies to new zoning.
The way it's zoned right now. If it's zoned R1.
Correct. If it's zoned R1 right now, it would not have the availability for conditional use.
Unless there's already an existing conditional use.
Well, that permit stays until they sell it.
Until they sell it.
Yeah, we can't.
I'm just want to make sure.
We can't take that one away, but yes, you're right.
I just want to make sure that that's
correct.
And that's true of any of the zoning. It's already been conditional. It's until that person sells, and then it does not pass forward automatically. Anyone else want to speak in favor?
Hello, my name is Susan Unger. My address is 1263 Oakwood Drive. I've been opposing nightly rentals in the Oakmont community since 2017, when a near neighbor was doing it. And to repeat really what this man just said, the benefits of nightly rental accrue to those people who are out of state mostly, and all of the negative impacts fall on homeowners here. The noise, the trash, the parking situation, the security. So, you know, I'm in favor of this proposal, but I do have a big concern. When my neighbor started nightly renting, the guy lived in Kansas, I didn't realize he